Hello.
Hey Sylvia, it's Justin. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I
Good.
see what's wrong. My phone thought you was up one of those aggravating calls. I don't ever hear those, but
Yeah.
I fixed it.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, I'm not your warranty guy. I'm not calling about the extended warranty.
Okay.
I hate those calls too. I got the thing on my phone too where it blocks them. But thank you for letting me know that because I might have to go talk to
Well, I
my
tell you, there
provider.
had to be something. Are you going
Yeah.
to be able to make it?
Do what?
Are you going to be able to make it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you said on your last text, you said we. Is this something that we're looking for you and or your husband or what are
Just
you wanting?
me.
Just you, okay.
He has it.
Okay, perfect. And does he have a plan with us?
No, it's State Farm, but it was
Okay.
years and years ago.
Okay, so yeah, it's good that he has that. And State Farm is a great company. I got a family member that works over there. It's a lot better world when you're not competing and you just helping each other. So that's great
Well, that's good.
that he's got that. And he's had it for a long time, which is even better. That means he's smart. All right. Well, Sylvia, I have a couple different things I can show you. But what was the main reason that you kind of started looking into it? I know we kind of talked through text a little bit, but now that I got you on the phone,
I wanted
that
something where my children could just go locally and get the check and pay for the funeral.
Okay.
I
Okay.
have Mutual of Omaha, but
Okay.
I wanna do something about that.
Let me ask you about that Mutual of Omaha plan. What do you love about, about that plan?
Cheap.
Oh, cheap. That's good.
That's the only thing.
Okay. Is there anything that you wish that you would have gotten included in it when you took out your Mutual of Omaha plan?
I wish I'd have done everything sooner
Yeah.
and locally.
Okay.
I hate dealing with stuff out of state.
I totally understand that. I totally understand that. And well, I want to go ahead and be upfront with you as far as the local. As far as having a local home office, I don't have a local home office. Our home office is in Phoenix, Arizona. But I want you to know that all of our plans feel local and especially for your family.
But they could come right up to the Greenbrier place and take care of
Yes.
it, you said.
Yes.
Okay, that's
Yes.
what I want.
Okay. Just making sure. I didn't want to
Oh,
I didn't
I
want you
know where
thinking I was
they
trying to
place the pre-
weasel.
No.
Okay, good. Okay. So you want something, I'm writing this stuff down. You want something smooth that would provide an easy process for your children, right? Okay. And is there anything else that's like that you're wanting out of that besides that, like
Well,
cremation, burial?
hoping to be able to have a little extra left that my son can have,
Okay.
'cause my
Perfect.
daughter gets the house, and I want him to have something. And he
Perfect.
agreed to her having the house, but
Well,
still.
sounds like you got some good kids then, because if my dad or my mom, offered my sister something first, I'd be totally okay with it because she's my sister. So
I guess
that's
that's what he's
good.
thinking,
Yeah. And so, you're looking to leave a little extra behind. You want it to be as smooth as possible for your kids. And were you looking more into cremation or burial?
I guess burial would
Okay.
maybe if they didn't use it all, would they would be able to keep it, right? Or he
Right.
would.
Right, right,
Okay,
right. And that's kind of
that.
what I'm that's kind of why I'm asking, because if I don't want to show you a $3,000 package when you're wanting to be buried and leave some behind. I want to show you a couple different things. I want to make sure we nail everything that you that you're looking for. Okay.
Okay.
And let me ask you this: is there any reason that you haven't been able to get the get like a final expense package taken care of already?
Oh, I just had so much other things to do. My husband's disabled. We go to the doctor a lot, and first one thing, another.
Yeah, yeah. My brother used to wake up. When we lived together after I got back from the military. We lived together, and he we'd wake up, and he'd already be up, and he'd spill his coffee or something. He always used to say, "Murphy woke up early today." and so that's a kind of a saying that I run around with. If something bad happens early in the morning, Murphy's Law, it started early
that's
today.
Right.
So
that's right.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem at all. And last question on this, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is finding the perfect final expense plan for you and your family?
It ranks up there pretty good.
Yeah, like 9, 10.
I know nothing's perfect. Let's just say 8.
Okay. Hey, I like it. That just means it's pretty. That just means it's pretty important. And nothing
important,
is perfect.
Right.
Hey, nothing
right.
is perfect. There's only one thing that's been perfect that ever walked the earth, and we can't do anything else. All right. Well, Sylvia, I want to go ahead and be upfront with you and let you know that, like, my goal for this call is to make sure that we can find the best possible plan out there for your family. But I do want you to know, okay? I want you to know this: if I can't, for some odd reason, if anything I say you hate it and it's just not feasible, I at least want to be able to point you in the right direction. Is that fair?
Okay. Well, yeah.
Okay, good deal, good deal. So first off, I've got to ask a couple of personal questions. Have you tested positive for HIV, AIDS, or been given 12 months to live?
No.
Okay, good deal. And then are you hospitalized, bedridden, in a care facility, or receiving hospice care?
Oh, no.
Okay, good. And I have, let me just double check this. I have your age is 70. Is that still correct?
Yes, I'll be 71 in April.
Okay. Let me write that down. Okay. Perfect. Well, the good news, Sylvia, is that you answered correctly to the 3 magic questions, which means I can get you a plan here at Lincoln Heritage. Not a problem at all. Now we just got to find out what kind of plan we're gonna get, or what we're gonna look at. And I want to tell you kind of the stuff that's included with every one of our plans. Okay. So the first thing is features. The features of every plan that we have now that would come along with your plan is, number one, it's whole life. And that just means that you're covered for your whole life. All right. Benefits, they don't go down, and mm-hmm. your premiums, they never increase. Okay. Secondly. Yeah, no, it's really, really good. Secondly, we are Lincoln Heritage, the number one final expense company in the entire world. And what that means for you, your husband, and your kiddos is that you guys get the absolute best service. You talk to real life people, okay? When you call in at any one of our offices, when you call in, you talk to a real live person. There's no automated systems, okay? So that's pretty big to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're probably just like me and hate calling in to an automated system. I want to talk to a real person.
Right.
Most importantly, you get me. Okay. No other company out there has a Justin Rawson to work for you and your family. And here at Lincoln, where I go to work for all of my clients, and when I don't even like saying clients anymore, because when they come on board with me, they're family. So it's a very important thing that you get me, and if anything happens to you, when something happens to you, your family is going to have me in your corner to help with everything, okay?
That's good.
Good. Our most important feature in all of our plans that comes included, because most other companies don't offer this, but it's accidental death and dismemberment. And what that simply looks like, Sylvia, is over $400,000 in a collective whole of different types of accidental coverage. It could be an act of war, terrorism like 9/11. It could be a common carrier accident like a bus, plane, or train if you're traveling. An automobile accident, which you know, just like everybody knows, the world is crazy out there when it comes to getting on the road and driving.
That's right.
And then we have any other type of accident, you know, which would be like homicide or, you know, any kind of freak accident, falling, falling down. And we also have a living benefit that covers if you lose an eye, hand, or a foot due to an accident. So that is going to come included with your plan as well. Let me ask you this, Sylvia. Out of all those features that I just talked about, which one stood out to you the most?
I never thought about the accident part. You never know. That's probably good.
I'm sorry.
The main thing is to make sure that I get buried and my son gets some money and he can cremate me for all I care.
No, absolutely. That is the most important. But the good news is that you have that stuff, because here's the thing, Sylvia, you've been doing pretty good for 70 years. And so you're probably going to do pretty good from here on out. And, you know, the one thing that we never think about, I love that you said it like that, because the one thing that we never think about is accidents, you know, and because you've been doing pretty well living naturally. If something was to happen to you accidentally, you would be covered. So that's a good thing. All right. Moving on, though, to the advantages of having a plan with us. Every advantage, and this is going to speak into what you just said about your son being able to take care of that. All the advantages in every single one of our plan revolve around this thing called the Funeral Consumer Guardian Society. This is probably what you're going to love the most out of this whole entire plan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first advantage of the FCGS, the Funeral Advantage plan, is price matching, okay? So let's say that you sit down with your husband and your kids, and you have everything filled out exactly how you want it. So there's no confusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you die, what the FCGS is going to do is they're going to call other funeral homes in the area. And this doesn't mean that you have to go with other funeral homes. This just means that we're going to call and create a competitive market for price matching, because this is something that nobody wants to do when they're dealing with the loss of a loved one. So we, as a third party, will call, and we just make sure your family gets the best possible funeral at the best possible price.
That's
sound fair?
Good. Yeah.
Another advantage is ensuring that your family doesn't overspend on a casket. You said you said you didn't care if you know you'd be gone, but you said burial at first. So if your final wishes are burial, you know, one of the biggest things that people overspend on is a casket, and it's harmless, because we walk into a funeral home and we think, man, I got to have that casket and I got to buy it right here. And we don't realize that it's 200-300% marked up, and you know, because we're not in the right state of mind anyways. Well, with us, we know we can find that casket from the wholesaler. We can get it online. And so if the funeral home won't go down on price on an overpriced casket, we'll just mail them one, and by federal law they have to accept it.
That's good to know.
Right. And then the last
Do
thing.
Do I have to decide what kind, or just let the kids decide what kind of service?
Man, that is a perfect question. And it's your choice. This advantage, the cool thing about it is we can sit down and, you know, after you get your policy, and you can go ahead and pre-plan it. Or you don't have to worry about it. because we're there for you regardless. We're there to enact your final wishes, whether you had them or you didn't. And that means that your kids can call us and say, hey, this is what we're trying to do. And we will do it for them. So this will work either way. Okay?
I like that. Yeah.
Good. And I like to tell people that anyways, because if people are really into pre-planning, but God forbid something happened to them before they ever even got to fill out the paperwork, then it's okay. We're going to still do the same thing for your kids regardless. Okay?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Good. The last advantage that we have on the Funeral Consumer Guardian Society is reviewing the contract. This is huge to me, okay, Sylvia, because when your son and your daughter are sitting across the table from a funeral director, the last thing they want to do is look over that contract and try to decide if everything looks okay. Most of the time, when I've dealt with the funeral, we sign the contract and run out of there because we just want it over with.
Yes.
Literally, your son could take a picture on his phone of that contract and send it to his funeral advantage representative, and they will look over that and make sure before he signs it that everything is good to go, that there's nothing crazy on there, that there's nothing overpriced, that everything is just right. And by doing all of this stuff, we save on average 30% or more off the normal funeral. Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah.
So Sylvia, out of all those advantages, which did you love the most?
That they can, they're taken care of by y'all because, like you said, they're emotional and
right.
They won't be ripped off.
Right. I love that. I love that stood out to you the most. So Sylvia, the last thing is just the benefits that come with these plans, and I'm going to show you the plans after that. The most important benefit, and you're going to love this one too. I think you're going to love the whole plan, but this benefit, is so key to what we do here at Lincoln Heritage. It's the most important one that we have, and it's that we pay our claims within 24 hours of receiving the death certificate.
That's good.
Yeah, you can go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it. That's fast.
People don't do anything till it's paid.
Right. They want their money. They want their money right away. And so that the 24 hours of receiving the death certificate is extremely fast, and it's very important because that's when your family needs the money to take care of to take care of this. So
exactly.
I love that. And then the other benefit, I already talked about it, is pre-planning. You can sit down, and even if you don't know what you want, that's fine. I can call you in 30 days and just kind of get a general idea, and I can submit the paperwork for you. But either way, you have the ability to pre-plan. That way, mm-hmm. whenever something happens to you, your kids don't have to worry about anything except for grieving, because that's what this is for. It's horrible that when we have to say our last goodbyes, that the goodbyes are overshadowed by a bunch of burden,
a bunch of excess
burden. Yeah. So we want to take all of that off of them and give your family peace of mind. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this, on top of everything I just told you, on the day that you die, the only thing your family is going to have to do is pick up the phone, call us, and literally everything be taken care of. How does that make you
feel?
That's
the best part.
There you go. Okay, so we checked that box. That's exactly what you wanted. Let's see what kind of plans you actually qualify for. Have you used any tobacco in the last 12 months?
No.
Okay, good deal.
No alcohol.
Good. Good deal. Okay, and let me see here. Pull up my sheet real quick. I lost it. Okay, and age is 70. What kind of medications are you on, Sylvia?
I take a blood pressure medicine,
okay.
A cholesterol.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think.
That's fine.
I used to take several medicines, but I don't anymore. Since I retired, I've gotten real good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, do you take any
Off
kind of
the
like?
top of my head, I'll have to think about it. Go see what I've got.
Yeah, that's fine. I might be able to ask a couple different questions that'll figure out for sure. But do you take any blood thinners?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, and it's a prescribed blood thinner, not just a baby aspirin?
No, it's prescribed.
Okay. Was it like a Plavix or warfarin?
Warfarin.
Okay. Okay. That helps me out a lot. And okay. And have you had any kind of, and this is just in the last 2 years, have you had any kind of any heart problems, like congestive heart failure or heart attack or anything like that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
And have you had any circulatory disorders like stroke or aneurysm or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And any kind of, do you have diabetes?
Yes, I do. That was the other thing I was trying to think of.
On your diabetes, is it controlled?
Yes.
Okay, good.
A1C is 6.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. Okay, let me pull up some of these plans for you. Okay, so what I have for you is what I think is best for, you know, just a couple of things I think is best for you. And this is going to be, you know, what it kind of looks like anywhere you go, based off the information that you provided me. And I'm just looking at a comparison list of other companies that are going to do the same thing, except we're going to do it a little bit better. So what I have for you is what's called our no-loss plan. And what that simply means, Sylvia, is that, you know, your family can't lose on this plan. All right. It's about a million times better than putting it into a bank account for the first two
mm-hmm.
years. Okay. So in the first 2 years, what that means is if you die in the first year, we're going to pay 110% of premiums paid back to your family. So that means you can't lose. All right. They're getting more than you paid in. On the second year, if you die in the second year, we're going to pay 120% of premiums back to your family. And then after that, we'll pay out the full benefit. Okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
here's a big kicker. This is, you know, this is, to me, it's crazy that we even do this, but I think it's amazing. Accidental death that I was talking about. Like I
mm-hmm.
said earlier, you've been doing pretty good for the last 70 years. So the chances of you dying in the next 2 years due to health reasons are probably pretty slim because you sound like you're doing pretty good. But if you die in an accident in the next 2 years, it pays out full benefit plus the accidental regardless. Okay? So there's no way that you can lose in the first 2 years. And that's the kind of plan that I have for you today. Okay, it's the best out there. All right.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you love everything I've talked about and you had to have this last month and you're mad at me because I didn't call you last month. 1 being you wouldn't take this even if it was free. Where do we fall?
Oh, 10 being the best.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Oh. I love that. I love that. Great. Well, I'm going to show you some plans that I think is best for you. And I need you to hear that pretty good because I'm using the word I. Okay. So because I'm showing you some plans I think are best for you, I need you to do me one favor. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you do not like any of these plans, whether you love them, whether you hate them, I need you to do me a favor and don't hang up on me. And give me a chance to serve you, okay? Because I want to be able to make sure that you love exactly what we're talking about. So I got to tell you, you qualify from 1,000 to 15,000. These are just 3 plans I think are the best for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the first plan I have is a bronze plan. It's a $8,000 natural death benefit, and it's got all those things that we just talked about included. And on that one, you would be looking at a monthly premium of $113.08. Our next plan is a silver package, okay? And it is a $10,000 natural death benefit with all those extra benefits, the FCGS and over 400 in accidental, 400,000 in accidental. And on that one, you'd only be paying a monthly premium of $138.60. And the last one that I have picked out for you is our gold package. And on that one, it comes with $12,000 in natural death benefits and all the other benefits included. And on that one, you're only looking at a monthly premium of $164.12. So, Sylvia, I got a big question for you. If you were to die today, which one of these plans would you be leaving behind to your family?
Probably the middle one.
Okay. That 10,000 one would be the perfect
one? I'd
like
to have the other one, but that's a little steep.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me look here real quick. So the 12,000 looked more like what you wanted, but the 10,000 was more budget friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do something just to see what that looks like for you. So I have an 11,000. That's kind of meeting in the middle of perfect and not perfect and okay. And 11,000 would be 151.36.
That I might consider.
Okay. So out of the 10 or the 11, which one do you, which one do you want to go
the
with?
The 11, I think. Uh-huh.
Okay. So the 11,000 for 151.36 and all those other benefits, that's the perfect plan for you?
I think so.
Okay. Perfect. Well, let me ask you this, Sylvia. Would this be something that you'd be getting started today?
If I could.
Okay. Perfect. Well, let me get a little bit more information.
I have one question.
Perfect.
If I get all this,
mm-hmm,
and sign on the dotted line and
yes,
die
ma'am,
tomorrow, is it going to pay?
Well, it's what I said earlier. You're on it's called a no-loss plan. Okay. If you die in the first year, it's going to pay 110% of all the premiums you paid in. Okay, so let's role play real quick. What would happen if you took this plan out, paid the premium of $151.36, and you died tomorrow? Now, I don't wish that on you. Now, but if that happened, we would pay out $180. Okay, and that doesn't sound like much, but what you do get is me and the SCGS to help your family negotiate the funerals, and especially on short funds. And because of your age and health, that's kind of the plan you're going to get anywhere, except ours pays out more. And then, but the chances of you dying tomorrow by being in the health that you are right now is probably going to be an accident. And if you die in an accident tomorrow, yes, it's going to pay out full benefit plus plus any type of the accidental coverage. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I come from a longevity, both parents, so.
Well, you don't have anything to worry about then. It's going to pay out.
Okay.
When you make this premium and you stay on, the only time that this is that you have to worry about coverage with us is simply when you don't make the payment. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And so as long as you're making payments, and the cool thing about it is let's say that, let's say 2 years from now, you're like, holy cow, things have gotten tight and you need to call me. Don't call and cancel. Call me and let me work my magic.
Okay.
Because the biggest thing is making sure your family's taken care of. And we can't do that if you're not covered, right?
Right.
Okay. So let me see here real quick. I just got to get a little bit more information since you want to get this started. Let me see here. What day do you want? So we're going to take the first premium. It won't be today because our actual home office is closed. I'll set it up like it says today, and that way, mm-hmm. whenever they get it on Monday, you'll technically be covered today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what day of the month do you want it to be taken out every month?
Oh, can we do the 20th? Our Social Security checks come in on the second Wednesday of every month.
Yeah, perfect.
And I
could set it up for the second Wednesday. We can customize it exactly how you want it.
Let's do a little later, just in
okay.
case. I trust my government that well.
Okay.
Because sometimes we get paid like on the 15th and
mm-hmm.
it's closed. So
yeah.
Let's just do the 20th and then I know.
I love it. We'll do it on the 20th. And what is the name of the bank that we'll be taking it out of?
Regions.
Regions, okay. Is that a checking?
It can be.
Okay.
Or
you
a
have
card.
Okay. Well, we'll do the checking because that's the safest way. Anytime you get that check card, if you lose it,
okay.
you got to change everything. So what's the account and routing number?
I'm digging it out right now. I didn't know
okay.
we were going to do this right this minute.
That's fine. Hey, the good news is you won't have to think about it no more. You can you can let your family know. Right. Right. Okay. I'm just filling out your application real quick.
The account is
perfect. Okay. And I think I got everything on that. Why is it not pulling up? Let me just double check something. Good. Oh, you want it on the... I'm sorry. I put the wrong one. So we went on the 20th. It didn't register that. Okay. What is your social, Sylvia? And your date of birth is April what?
7th, 1951.
Okay. Got that taken care of. All right. Almost done. And who's going to be the primary beneficiary?
Philip Sugg Jr.
Philip Sugg Jr. And what's the relationship?
Son.
Okay, perfect.